Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I will be your speaker today. Today, we're looking at the topic of assurance. And we want to begin by looking at what the scriptures teach about assurance. Well, we know the Bible teaches concerning security of the soul, true peace, and blessed assurance, a song I'm sure many of us are familiar with as well. We want to remember that as we think about assurance that we know in whom we have believed. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, here Paul says, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." If you think about what Paul is talking about here, he says he has suffered many things. We know he does indeed or had indeed suffered many things. He discusses those things as well. But he says, despite this, he says, nevertheless, he says, "I am not ashamed." He says, "For I know whom I have believed." He knows who his faith is in. So the sufferings do not faze him. He says, "For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded." That is, he is convinced. As he goes on to say that he is able, that is God, that is Christ, is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. That is, he is convinced and he is persuaded that Christ will keep what he has committed to him, that is his faith, until that day. That is the day of, really, the day of judgment, also the day of going home into eternal life. Concerning assurance, we know we are in him, and when we keep his word, we can have the assurance of being in Christ when we are doing his will. You know, some ask the question, how do you know that you are saved? Well, when you obey the gospel plan of salvation, that is, after you have heard the word of God, you believe that Christ is the Son of God, you repent of your sins, you confess publicly that Christ is the Son of God, you are immersed in baptism so that your sins can be washed away, and you strive to live a life that is faithful to God, you do his good will, follow his commands, we see here in 1 John 2, verse 5, then we know that we are in him. 1 John 2, verse 5 says, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." So how do we know that we are in Christ? How do we know that we are right in the sight of God? How do we know that we are saved? Because we do the words of Christ. We do his word. We obey his commands. And our next point is along the same lines. We know we are in him because we keep his word. And you may know you have eternal life. 1 John 5 and verse 13 says, "These things I have written to you who believe the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." So we can know we have eternal life. We don't have to go through doubting. We can find that assurance. As we saw just a moment ago, we can know we have eternal life because we do the will of God. It doesn't have to be a matter of a question or you know, sometimes people, their emotions, they begin to wonder, "Oh, am I truly saved?" Well, we can know we are saved when we do the word of God and we obey his commands. We know that nothing can forcefully separate us from the love of God, not time or physical space, that so long as we're doing his good will, repenting of our sins, we make mistakes, that we will not be separated from God. Romans chapter 8, verses 38-39, here Paul says of those in Rome, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Well, you know, of course, some will take this verse and say that once you're saved, you're always saved. But you notice here, he doesn't mention sin. He mentioned things that are physical, death or life. He mentions angels, principalities, powers, things that are present, things to come, height or death, or any other created thing. So he says nothing can physically keep us from God. But we know from Isaiah 59, verse 2, that sin can. But so long as we repent of those things, then nothing can separate us from the love of God. We have, when you think about assurance, we know that God has promised the victory. We can endure, and we must endure, to the end. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 says, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. He who endures through all these things will have eternal life, will have a home with God and Christ and all the faithful. And we can have eternal life. We can have the victory if we will stay steadfast. We can have the assurance of eternal life. We will be steadfast in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You are to be steadfast, to continually working and laboring in the kingdom of the Lord, and to continue to follow God and His commands. And we conclude with the command, or with the point here that's very simple, that we are to watch, stand, and be strong. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13 says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. If we will do these things, we will have the assurance of eternal life with God, Christ, and all the faithful. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast this day. We hope this has been encouraging to you. And we end, as we always do, in Hebrews 3, verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it's called a day, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort one another daily. Until next time.